What's the connection between Parshas Tazria and Parshas Achodesh? The pasuk says, "Ushloshim yom ushloshes yomim teshev b'dmei tahara," that the Yoledes, the woman who gives birth, she sits for 33 days with yimei tahara. Even though she's tahara b'chol kodesh lo sigal el mikdash lo savo, she's still limited. She can't enter the Beis Hamikdash. She can't eat kachim ad melos yimei tahara until she completes the 40 days of tahara. And Rashi points out that b'dmei tahara, the first appearance is lo mapike, without the hay, without the mapike. And the second appearance of yimei tahara at the end is with the mapike. What's the difference? Says the Tver Shlomo, this is a remez of the gullus. The Shechina is with us even in the gullus. And our tefillah is answered even in gullus. And with frat, particularly, our tefillah is answered on Shabbos, because the Shechina is with us in gullus, and it's with us even more on Shabbos. And that's the remnants of Teshuv B'Dmei Tahara. That just like an Isha who's Tahara, she's Tahara, she's mutter to be with her husband during these days of Gullus, if you will. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us during these days of Gullus. And that's what it means, Teshuv B'Dmei Tahara. Teshuv, the same osios as Shabbos, that during Shabbos, Shabbos is a special union of being mutter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mutter with your husband during these days. But still there's a limitation. Achel HaMikdash Lo Savo, you can't enter into the base of Mikdash. Because still, we're still in Gullus. We're not yet, we haven't yet experienced the Geula. But after a Tevilas Yom Aruch, after a long Tevila, a long Mikvah, a long process, then Zman Beis HaMashiach comes. Then the Mashiach comes. And that comes, that brings the Geula. And that's, says the Tver Shlomo, found in a number of places, the Lashon Aruch, length, is a reference to this Yimei Tevila, the Tevilas Yom Aruch, like Rashi says, this long day of Tevila, this long day of the Mikvah, Aruch is a reference to B'yas HaMashiach. Rav Meir, the Gemara says, Rav Meir haya Aruch B'dor, he's long in his generation. That refers to that Rav Meir tried being Ma'orah in his generation for the Yom Shekul Aruch, that day that's going to be long, that day of Mashiach. And that's what Rashi means, that the first Tara was without the Mapike. Did have Mapike, because it's a remnant of the Gullus. When the Shekhinah is with us in Gullus, the Yudke Vavke is not full, it's not complete, it's missing that last hay, as we know that the Kisei is not full, and the Shame is not full, as long as Amalek's around, as long as we're Gullus, it's not full. But at the end, when the Melos Yimei Tahara, when the day is complete, when we have Geula, there's Mangula, then it's a Mapike, then the hay comes back, the Yudke Vavke is complete, the Kisei is complete, and then we're able to enter the base of Mikdash. That's what it means. Chuvat Sitz Eliezer is just discussing the remez, the idea why it's a minog for a bar mitzvah boy to wear tefillin 30 days prior. She says beautifully, based on the Chassam Sofer in this week's parsha. Chassam Sofer writes that from the 8th day in the Bris Milah, the neshama becomes to enter, starts entering into the guf, into the guf of the yid. But it's not mishayashavis. It's not. It doesn't settle. It doesn't settle on its place until 33 days in. It's not until the 40th day gets complete that the Shechina, rather that the Neshama, is finally residing in the body. And that's what it means, Shloshes Yomim, Shlosh Yomim, the Pasuk, Teshuv B'Dmei Tahara. It's sitting there, the 33 days, it's there, but it's not complete until Melos Tahara, until the days are mamash complete. And that's one of the reasons behind, says Chassam Sofer, the Lag B'Omer, that Klal Yisrael received the Bris Milah Erev Pesach, and then 33 days later is Lag B'Omer. Erev Pesach, we received the Bris Milah, the Neshama started coming to the body, but it didn't rest until 33 days until Lag B'Omer. And that's the idea behind Lag B'Omer. 33 is a big day of the Neshama resting within the body. And that's perhaps the idea he explained the Bar Mitzvah boy. It's not exactly 33 days, maybe the minhag should be 33 days. The Bar Mitzvah boy, where his body and Neshama are coming together when he's 13 years old, so he needs to start preparing. So already 30 days prior, he starts putting on tefillin, he starts allowing the Neshama to come in so that 13th, by when his 13th year, when his 13th birthday comes, on his Boba Yom, on his Bar Mitzvah, the Neshama has settled in his body. We should be zocha to see the Geula, those 33 days of Yimei Tahara, we should be zocha that the Shechina that's in the Gullus should bring us into the Geula, the ultimate Geula, the Yom Shekulo Arach. Good Shabbos.